I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The answer to today's GeoQuiz can be found in Mumbai, India. The city is trying to get on with its life almost 2 months since the terrorist attacks there. Tourists are actually returning to see the sights, including the one we asked you to name. It's the massive stone and concrete arch that dominates Mumbai's harbor. The answer is the Gateway to India. Devanshi Modi is a travel writer in Mumbai, and she says the city is definitely back in business.
I had lunch today at one of the most popular restaurants in Mumbai, which is India Jones, and it was absolutely throbbing with people. So was Frangipani, which is the other restaurant at the Trident. Both of them are absolutely packed with people, so I think people are determined to go on in Mumbai.
And what makes people come out like that? I mean, are they tightening security in these restaurants?
Well, there is a lot of security, but I think that's the least of their concerns, because I think the people at Mumbai really want to show their solidarity with the hotels, and they just want to show the terrorists, you know, you cannot crush the spirit of Mumbai. And it just shows that in Maximum City, you know, sort of kind of everything is possible.
Maximum City, that's the nickname of Mumbai, eh?
Absolutely, and, you know, just goes to show that after India's 9/11, you know, sort of, it's not even 2 months since people have got on with things.
What about the international tourists you've been speaking with? I mean, have the Mumbai attacks actually piqued their interest in Mumbai?
Oh, absolutely. There have been loads and loads of tourists here. And if you were to go to Leopold Cafe, which is one of the cafes that was attacked, you have to wait for about half an hour to get a table in there. They've still got the bullet shot from the wall, which they've sort of preserved, just to show that they're not going to forget these attacks.
Devanshi, you've also been speaking to people and employees at one of the sites where extremists staged their attacks in November. That would be the Taj Mahal Palace and Tower Hotel. And curiously, in the New York Times this week, there was a full-page advertisement stating, "Welcome home again" to the hotel, and listing the luxury services available to visitors there: Jaguar airport transfers, butler staff suites. How is the hotel recasting itself to reassure visitors that things in Mumbai are, as you say, back to normal?
Everyone's smiling. You know, there's lots of tight security. The Taj Mahal is almost like a fortress at the moment. The Mahal hasn't opened. It's just the Taj Towers that have opened. If you were to land from sort of another planet, you wouldn't suspect that something had happened.
And the Zodiac Grill at the Taj Hotel, very hip place to be. What do you order when you go there?
I think the camembert wontons are sort of amongst the signature dishes.
Sorry, did you say camembert wontons?
Yeah, absolutely. They taste very good. It's almost like something out of a Michelin-starred restaurant.
So it sounds like Maximum City is back in business.
Oh, absolutely. It's back in business. The bars are sort of full of people. The restaurants are full. And the tourists are all here, so it's great.
So it's Friday night in Mumbai. Take us on a quick swing through the city and what to do.
On Friday night in Mumbai, it's party, party, party.
Travel writer Devanshi Modi in Mumbai. Thank you, Devanshi, and have a good time tonight.
Thank you so much.